Pakistan's imprisoned former Prime Minister, Imran Khan, was recently taken from prison to hospital for medical treatment amid reports of his failing health in custody, including continued loss of eyesight in his right eye. The fate of Khan, the country's most popular politician, has held politics in limbo in the nuclear-armed country of 240 million for the past 3 years. While the ruling military junta has expanded its ties with Washington and begun building new alliances with Saudi Arabia and Turkey, domestic political and economic conditions continue to deteriorate within Pakistan itself, including brutal military crackdowns on protests in the province of Kashmir, insurgencies in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and rampaging inflation nationwide triggered in part by the ongoing Iran war. On this week's episode of the Dropsite News livestream, host Murtaza Hussain discusses the fate of Khan and the future of Pakistan with Dropsite reporter Waqiz Ahmed. Later in the episode, Murtaza is joined by Esfandiar Batmanghelij, head of the Bourse and Bazaar Foundation economic think tank, to discuss the status of the Iran war, including the dueling blockades over the Strait of Hormuz and economic impact of U.S. sanctions on civilians in Iran. Batmanghelij also provides a prognosis on the future of the conflict, which has shifted to an economic siege amid the U.S. Treasury declaration of an economic D-Day against Iran this week, while giving an analysis of whether these measures will lead to compromise or escalation in the current standoff.